This video is the solution to the homework assignment on day three. You are asked to build a simple note application. And so let's just go ahead and jump right into it. First thing I'm going to do is create a new project. I'll call this day three homework solution. And I want to emphasize that there's more than one way to solve this. If you went about it a slightly different way and you got similar results, that's great. You don't have to do it exactly the way that I did it. Let me go ahead and configure my workspace here for my comfort. All right, the first thing I want to do is work in the content panel, and I'm going to add a text box. I'm going to set the visibility to collapsed, like we learned about in one of the last videos. Then I'm going to add a text block, and I'm going to set its properties pretty much identically, because I want to do that technique that I demonstrated, where we swap it out. I'm going to set its visibility equal to visible. I'm also going to set the text in both of these to blank, an empty string rather. All right, the next thing I want to do is I'm going to change this. It's a very small change, but it won't take long to modify that. Okay, the next thing that I want to do is create a new folder called Images, where I'm going to put my icons. I'm going to go to the Program Files x86, because I'm on a 64-bit operating system, that's where the SDKs are installed. Microsoft SDKs, Windows Phone, version 7, icons, dark. And I'm going to drag over about 3 icons, so I'm going to grab the save. Let's see, where is the edit? There we go. And I'll also need the delete. There it is. Okay, great. Now remember, what we have to do for each of these files is set the build action to content. Otherwise, we'll be trying to figure out why our files are not, our icons aren't showing up. The next thing I'm going to do is go down to the application bar and uncomment it out. We didn't use any menu items, so I'm just going to delete the 2 menu items that are there. We did use an additional icon, and so at this point then I'm going to edit the names, and I want the edit one first, then I want the save, and then I want the delete. And I'll even change out the text here. Edit, save, delete. And there's one more thing I need to do on each of these, and that is set the click event. And I named it myself because I don't like the way that this automatically names. So I'm going to call this app bar edit. Click app bar equals save. Whoops, didn't want to do that. That's all right. And F bar delete. All right, so let's go ahead and navigate to the event handler. And I'm just going to delete this one that I accidentally created. All right, so there's that one. Let's go ahead and create that one. And then let's go ahead and create that one. So they're there when we need them. Okay, great. I'm going to need a load event as well. So I'm going to go to the phone application page, go over to the events, and double click loaded. All right, and I think that that's all that I'm going to need for the moment. Okay. All right, so far so good. The next thing that I want to do is I'm going to create two helper methods. I'm going to create one to load a note, and then I'm going to create one to save a note. And I think just using those two, I'm going to be able to accomplish everything I need to do. So all of the real hard work with files, with the stream writer or stream reader, it's all going to happen in here. What I'll do here will be rather simple. Let's start off with just the loading of it on. I know when the page loads, I'm going to call load note. So if there's anything already created, if there's already a note, then load it and display it. Then inside of load note, I'm going to do some of the first work here. I know I'm going to use that app isolated storage file object. So I've been calling it app storage equals isolated storage file. And I'm going to use the control period to get that system.io.isolatedStorageNamespace into my using. But I'm going to have to call get user store for application in order to retrieve the application store for this application. All right, then I'm going to start creating some using statements. Did you try doing this without using the using statements? You might run into a little problem. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is try to open a file, assuming one already exists. It wants the path. I just hard-coded this to note.txt. And then it wants the file mode. And this is probably one of the places where you can get tripped up a little bit. First of all, I'm selecting open or create in the load note. That means open it if it exists. If it doesn't exist, go ahead and create an empty file. And that's exactly what I want to do. So I'm going to close off the using and then create a code block. The next thing I'm going to do is create another using statement for my stream reader. So here, stream reader, and again, I'm going to need to hit the control period to create a using.io statement at the top of my file. And then var file stream equals new stream reader. And I'm going to pass in the stream name, which we just created a moment ago, file stream. Sorry about that. I've made a mistake here. Sorry, hold on. Stream reader, I'm going to call this SR. There we go. That should work. Okay, and then all I want to do, if there's anything in that file, I want to put it in the note text block.txt. And we'll just go read to end. All right, so that's all I should have to do to load the note into the text block. All right, so the next thing that I want to do is be able to edit the note. So this is where we're going to have to do a little bit of interesting work. Whenever somebody clicks the edit button, what I want to do is, if they are not already in edit mode, then I'm going to put them in edit mode, which means essentially I'm going to make the text block invisible, and I'm going to make, or I'm sorry, collapsed, and I'm going to make the text box visible. So let's start by doing that. I'm going to check to see the state of the application currently. So I will begin with if we're currently visible. So if the text block is visible, then I'm going to take the values in the text block and I'm going to assign them to the text box. Then I'm going to start setting the visibility on these things. For example, equals collapsed note text box dot visibility. We'll set that to visible. And then I also want to set and focus into the text box. So let's see if this works so far. If we can just get the edit button to work. All right, so that seems to work. Nothing else probably works at this point. Right, great. All right, so far so good. Let's work on the save button then. So when somebody clicks on the save, I want to make sure that we're already editing. So I'm going to kind of do the opposite of what we've done here. So note text box dot visibility. If it's equal to visible, that means we're currently in edit mode. So we want to allow the person to save. And so at this point then, what we're going to call is the save note method, the little helper method we created. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But then I'm going to essentially just undo everything we did here. So I'm just going to copy and paste this and just change this to visible and then this to collapsed. All right, so I know this save note won't do anything just yet because we haven't written any code for it, but let's just see if we can get the interaction to work that we want. Edit, type some stuff in, and then save. Okay. The one thing we want to do, however, that I think I missed in the save is I want to grab the text out. So we're going to need to do sort of the opposite of this line of code. So here we're going to go text block.text equals the text box.text. All right. We still haven't formally saved it, so let's go ahead and do that part too. And this is going to look a lot like what we did in the load note, just, well, you know, a little bit different. So I'm going to create my app storage isolated storage file.get. Awesome. All right, so we're going to start with a using statement. And then inside here, what I want to do is, first of all, get a file stream. Here I'm going to open a file. I'm going to pass in note.txt. Again, we're hard coding this. Probably not the best idea, but for our purposes, it'll work. Now, this is where we have to make a decision. And what I looked at some of the options here, like truncate, which specifies the operating system that should open an existing file. Once open, it should be truncated so that its size is 0 bytes. I looked at append, which will add text to the end of it. That's not what I want either. Create is probably what we want, because what we want to be able to do is remove all the existing values that are in the text file and overwrite them with the new values that somebody's typed. So we're going to choose that as the file mode. Close that out. Okay. Then inside of this, we're going to do another using statement. And here I'm going to want to write. So I'm going to need a stream writer equals new stream writer. And then I'm going to pass in the file stream. And then inside of here, I just want to do a sw dot write line, whatever's in our note text box dot text. Okay, so that should work. Let's test this out. Okay, so no note. I'm going to edit it. I'm going to type in some garbage. And then I'm going to hit save. And when I do, okay, so the edit box went away. The text block is visible again. Now, the only way to really know if this works is I'm going to use the back button. And I think what I'm going to need to do here is just go to the start. I've got too many instances of this application. I think this is the one we want. Okay, and so you can see that it did save those values to the hard drive or and to the flash drive. Now, let's see what happens if I edit again and I start typing in some more nonsense and save. And now I'm going to go back and then I'm going to go back to the application and it saved it. Awesome. Okay, so the last thing we need to do is implement the delete. So let's go ahead and work on that. Okay, so the delete actually becomes really easy in my opinion. There's not a lot that we need to do here. I think what we can get away with is just since the save functionality here is going to blow away whatever was in the file and replace it with whatever's in the text box. All we need to do now is set the text box. So note text box dot text equals an empty string, and then I can call save note. That should blow it away, and then I just have to reset the state again. So note text block dot text equals empty string as well, and then let's see. I think I just can just grab that, and I'm going to set the text block back to visible. And the box is collapsed. So let's see. Let's go ahead and run that and see if that works now. Okay, so here I'm going to click delete. Then I'm going to go to the start page. Day three homework solution. Okay, it's still gone. Let's type in some stuff. Save it. Go start. Go back to it. And it's still there. Okay. So that is the solution to the homework assignment. Hopefully you got pretty far with it. I think the only thing that you really needed to worry about how it operated was that delete functionality and also the saving over. When I first built this, I didn't use the create on in our save note. I used something else, I forget what, and all it did was just replace some of the characters. It didn't actually delete the previous entry. So by calling create, it blew away whatever was currently in the file and started over and created a brand new file, just overwrote that file. All right, so hopefully you got this far. Hey, now we begin the real fun stuff on day four, where we're going to build a more robust application from beginning to end, and I'm going to show every step of the way. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we'll just be revisiting all the things that we've been talking about up to this point, not introducing a lot of new concepts, but you'll see something come together from beginning to end, and it should be exciting. I'm going to be pretty excited about it myself. So we'll see you in the next video. Thank you.